From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Listen to Bobby McFerrin on stage warming up with his band, and it's like you're listening to an entire orchestra bubbling up through one man's body. He becomes a flute, violin, muted trumpet, percussion, a bird, you name it. Bobby McFerrin's latest recording is an album he's wanted to make for many years, Negro Spirituals. Some are classic spirituals with their roots in enslaved communities, others he composed himself. And through all of them, he hears the influence of his father, Robert McFerrin Sr., a renowned operatic baritone. Bobby McFerrin remembers visits to the family's New York apartment from Hall Johnson, the great African-American musician, composer, and choir director who devoted himself to preserving and elevating the spiritual as an art form.
Spirituals were music that I heard in the home as a very early child, 6, 7 years old. I do have memories of my father being instructed by Hall how to sing something, standing over him as my father was at the piano, sort of working with the notes. And Hall would say, no, you need to sing it like this, or this word is pronounced this way, you know.
And Hall Johnson, why don't you explain the role he played?
Well, Hall Johnson, his grandmother was a slave, and his grandmother would sing these pieces to him. So when he was teaching my father how to sing them, he knew exactly what he was talking about. He knew how to stretch a phrase, how to pronounce a word. You know, my father was very exact in his pronunciations. I grew up around two parents who insisted on correct grammar and correct pronunciations of the words that we spoke.
Well, your father, Robert McFerrin Sr., recorded Negro Spirituals back in the 50s. And
57.
Let's take a listen. 57.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to some of his recording of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Okay.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over the journey, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home.
Jordan and not Jordan. I looked over Jordan. You know, Hall taught him to sing Jordan. Things like that. Little things that we wouldn't think much about or just pass over, you know. He understood how every syllable, every note was important to be rendered correctly.
You had kind of a faraway look in your eyes as you were listening to that.
Just listening to that heavenly, wonderful voice. What a voice. And he was a baritone.
Yeah.
But he had such a light quality to it. You know, so easygoing. Wonderful, wonderful rendition. I haven't heard that in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to your version of that same spiritual on your new album.
Very interesting. I sang the word Jordan.
Yeah.
However, in performance, I sing Jordan.
You do?
Yeah. And I think it's because when I recorded it, I wasn't sure because I hadn't sung the songs often enough to know intuitively how something should be done. And after singing the piece over and over and over again, you know, Jordan is the correct pronunciation.
It feels right.
It feels right, yeah.
It's interesting to contrast these two versions, your dad's and yours, because his is it's a big, dramatic statement. Yours becomes this really delicate, gentle riff.
Huh. I've actually heard that before. Things sound a bit transparent. Weightless.
Was that the effect you were going for?
I never know what I'm going for when I'm working on a piece. I try not to have some sort of musical objective and let the song sing itself and see where it takes me.
Coming for to carry me home.
I'm talking with Bobby McFerrin. His new album is Spiritual. How much is your father's voice in your head, in your mind?
All
still,
the time.
Really?
Yeah, especially when I'm conducting. I insist on his round warm tone when I'm working with a choir.
And what about for your own singing? I mean, when I've watched you perform, there's a real looseness and freedom to it that sounds very different from
the Yeah, he was a lot more studious. He'd have the score on his lap, and he'd be singing softly to himself. He'd be making notes on the page with a pencil. I do that when I'm studying a score, but when I'm working, like when I was working on this record, it was very loose. You know, I'm a quick study. I go for the understanding first. I might not get the notes right, but if I hear a piece once or twice and come to know what it's about, to understand the piece, after that everything just comes very easily for me, very quickly.
Let's talk about one of the songs that you composed. You take two lines from Psalm 25.
Yeah.
And you turn it into this really deeply bluesy spiritual, which you call 25:15.
25:15, yeah.
Oh, you know that my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the
I read through the Bible constantly. I'm always in this book. If you drop over to my house, you'd probably see me sitting in a chair with the Bible open on my lap. And Psalms is my favorite book in the Bible. So I was reading it, and I came across this verse and started singing it because I wanted to remember it. You know, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the snare. Only He will release my feet. We struggle and strain and push and pull and try and get ourselves out of all kinds of mental, emotional trouble. But there's only one who can really help you. You know, if you turn to your physician, Dr. Jesus, He can help you figure stuff out.
From the stand.
It sounds like these spirituals are coming for you from a place of really deep religious conviction, religious faith.
Yeah.
Is that
That's
critical
true.
To understanding them,
it's,
do you think?
It's very, very true. You know, I never saw or heard my father pray, but when he sang the spirituals, I heard him pray. Because you could tell that he was praying these words. He wasn't just singing them, he was praying them. And I always made it a practice before I would go out on stage that I would ask the Lord to somehow anoint my words so that it reaches people's hearts. You know, that's always been my approach.
Well, Bobby McFerrin, thanks so much for coming in. It's great to have you here.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You may talk about the man of Gideon. You may talk about the man of song. I don't know, man of life. That's how well. And the battle of Jericho.
Bobby McFerrin. His new album is Spiritual. And
you're listening to NPR All Things Considered. You're listening, you're listening, you're listening to NPR All Things Considered. You're listening to NPR All Things Considered.